Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to the INFJ Whisperer podcast, where I dissect all things INFJ. You are not alone anymore. There are others like you.
Hello everyone, I hope that you're doing amazing wherever you are in the world. My name is Boom Shikha and I welcome you to my channel. As always, I'm really grateful that you're listening, subscribing and commenting. I really appreciate the support. And in this one, I wanted to speak to you about the door slam. And I'm sure you've heard many videos about the door slam and how the door slam happens, and you're probably sick and tired of it, but I wanted to speak of it from a different perspective. From the other end, where the other person's sitting there thinking, okay, so I'm guessing I've been door slammed, because a lot of people who are friends with INFJs pretty much learn a lot about them because we're so mysterious, and you know, they go online and they're like, what is this person all about? And a lot of them realize, okay, I think I've been door slammed. And a lot of them will message me after saying, hey, Boom, I think I've been door slammed by this person, this INFJ that I really like, that I really love, that I want to hang out with, that I want to be with. You know, what should I do? How can I reverse a door slam? And I'll do anything. And a lot of them are like, I'll just do anything. I just love this person so much. I really want to be with them. I made a mistake. You know, I don't know what to do now. Like, how do I get them to trust me again, right? And, you know, I'm just kind of sitting there shaking my head thinking, if you really love them so much, like, why did you do this? You know, like, why did you do all these things that caused them to door slam you? But I also want to think of it from that perspective, that we can be very touchy, and in a lot of cases, we're not very communicative. And perhaps the person had no idea they were doing anything wrong. And all of a sudden they realized, hey, wait a second, there's something wrong here. My INFJ is pulling away from me. And actually, they're completely gone now, right? So perhaps it could be partly that as well. It is partly our fault that we're not so communicative, that we don't tell everyone what's going on within us, that we keep everything so secretive and private, and we don't explain ourselves. You know, we don't explain that, I don't like it when you do that, but I like it when you do that, right? We don't ever explain ourselves to people. So a lot of them are just going online to YouTube videos trying to figure us out, or they're trying to make their own assumptions and theories about us, which a lot of times end up being false. So, you know, of course, a person messaged me recently about this, and, you know, they're like, well, what should I do? I really want to reverse this door slam. I really love her, and I want to be with her, and, you know, I'll do anything. And I felt a little bit sad, because from what I know, about the INFJs I deal with and with myself, even though now I'm a little bit older, now I don't door slam as much as I used to before. Actually, it's been a few months since I've done one. And also, it was in general, maybe I do one every 2 or 3 years, or one every year, or something like that. Whereas previously, it used to be like almost every 2 or 3 months, right? So as I get older, I'm becoming a little bit more, I think, tolerant, perhaps, or perhaps more communicative. I don't know what it is. But I don't door slam as often. But also, I do, if someone came to me after I door slammed them and said, you know, I'm sorry, but this, I would definitely listen to them. You know, I don't think I would, unless they were absolutely out there and they just really disrespected me and there's no way I'd want to go back. unless that really happened to the extreme, I would try to listen to their perspective again, right? I don't think we'd go back to the same spot we were before, where we were good friends or good lovers or whatever it might be. I'm sure we'd just still be just minor acquaintances, because I could never really trust them again, but at least I would never stop talking to them. But I do know a lot of INFJs out there, and I know it, when I do door slam videos, I get a lot of comments from INFJs saying, I don't ever talk to a person that I've door slammed. They're dead to me, you know, like, you know, that's it, it's done. I'm never going to talk to them. They're out of my life. I pretend like if I see them on the street, I'll pretend like they don't even exist, and things like that, right? So some people are extreme about it. Some INFJs are extreme about their door slams and very serious about it. They're like, well, once it's done, you know, I gave you chances. They probably gave them 3, 4, 5, 10 chances, and they kept on breaking the promise or breaking whatever they were asking for, the INFJ was asking for, over and over again. And eventually the INFJ is like, okay, I've given you many chances. You obviously don't really care about me that much. You obviously don't respect me enough to actually want to do the things I've asked you to do. So c'est la vie, goodbye kind of thing, right? And that goodbye is goodbye forever. And so, as I said, some people are very, very strict about it. Some people are a little bit less strict about it. Some INFJs, I mean. But a lot of INFJs, you know, if we've given you many chances and you've not listened and you haven't listened to, actually, even if we said it out loud, I don't like it when you do this, please stop doing that, and you keep on doing it, then a door slam is going to be a forever thing, because we have learned through many chances being given that obviously you don't learn, right? Of course, my suggestion to people who are dating an INFJ or who are with an INFJ is to have a serious conversation with them about this. You know, what don't you like? You know, what causes you to door slam people? Ask them about their past door slam experiences, because that'll give you a really good idea of, you know, what are the different reasons why they've door slammed. And it's probably only going to be one or two things, really. It's not like we are, I mean, we are judgmental in certain ways and we can be critical, but we're not so extreme about it, I think. We can be very tolerant. We are pretty easygoing in some respects. It's only those two or three things, when people don't do those, that we get really antsy and angry about it, right? So in general, we're pretty easygoing, but those one or two, three things like really irk us, right? For example, I mean, in general, if people are talking on their cell phone around me, I'm totally fine with it. But if they're on in a security lineup, or they're in the grocery store lineup and they're on their phone and they're being rude to the checkout counter girl or a woman or a man, I get really, really annoyed about that. And in fact, if someone I was on a date with did that, I would be like, all right, I guess obviously if you're going to be rude to someone who's serving you, like a waitress or a server or or a barista or something like that, and that's it. Well, that would be a definite door slam for me, because I'm like, if you can't even be nice to the people who are kind of underneath you in the hierarchy, who are kind of serving you in that position, then how can I expect you to be nice to anyone, really? And how can I expect anything out of you, right? So as you can see, this is like a big thing for me. But in general, if someone, you know, was speaking on the phone with me and they were on a date with me, I'd be like, all right, fine, I guess it makes sense. You know, maybe it was something urgent. You know, I'll try to give them the benefit of the doubt. So have a conversation with the INFJ. You know, if you are really serious about it, make sure you ask them about their previous door slam experiences. Some of them will be very open about it and tell you, you know, okay, so this one time I did this and this person did this, blah, 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 and, you know, I door slammed them. And then, so, you know, once they tell you about a few door slam experiences from the past, and I'm sure they'll have two or three at least to share that they're comfortable sharing, then you kind of get an idea of what is their limit, right? Because the INFJ has a limit, and that's when the limit gets crossed, and the limit is set very high. It's not like we're setting it very low. We set it very high. But when the limit gets crossed, that's it. That's when we're like, all right, I really tried to give you warning signals. I tried to let you know this is not acceptable. You did not listen. All right, I'm done, right? And so we do try, and so if you didn't listen, it's done. But that will give you an idea of what is your INFJ's limit, and you can use that to ensure that you don't cross that limit in the future, or have a conversation about it if you're about to cross it. You know, just the main thing is directness and honesty for us. So if the person doesn't like it when you put the toilet seat up or down, whatever it might be, and you keep on doing it the wrong way, have a conversation with them and say, can we just agree that it is okay for me to leave it up, because I really can't remember. I really want to remember. I just can't remember. Can you please, please give me some, cut me some slack on this, please, 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 right? Or something like that, you know? And so if you have that conversation, then I'm just gonna be like, all right, fine, they're trying, they're really trying. It's just something that they've been doing for 30, 40 years. They just can't get their heads around it. I guess this makes sense. I'm gonna let this one go, right? I'm just giving a very simple example, but you know, I hope you get the gist of what I'm trying to say. And so, unless you're at a point where the door slam has already happened, there is some things you can definitely do to prevent it, right? If you're kind of feeling, if you're getting a sensation from your INFJ that they're becoming cold and aloof, that they're kind of pulling away, then you're probably getting close to a door slam. And so it's very important for you to take some action, to have some conversations right away, right now, before the door slam happens, right? So you have some time right now. And obviously, if you are not even close to a door slam, but you want to prevent it in the future because you know you're worried about the fact that you know you could end up doing something that annoys your INFJ to no end, then have a conversation about it. You know, what annoys you? What causes you to door slam? You know, what is your limit? What are your things that you can't bear? What are some things that causes you to feel like, okay, I can't be with this person anymore? You know, have that conversation with them. I know it's a hard thing to say out loud, but isn't it better to know than not know? I would imagine so. And then the other side, obviously, is the door slam's already happened and there's nothing you can do about it. And you're just sitting there thinking, okay, how do I get my INFJ back? In that case, I would say that one of the things I would recommend, and I recommend it to many people who have been door slammed by INFJs already, is that you need to be patient. You need to let the INFJ go. And perhaps you actually even need to forget the INFJ, because as I said, a lot of INFJs don't reverse their door slams. Once they made a decision about it, it's done, it's set in stone. So you're not going to ever get back with them, especially in that previous kind of relationship where you were close to each other. You might be acquaintances that say hello, hi, but never will you have that deep connection again, because we're not going to allow it, because you've hurt us already, right? But the second thing I would say is that, you know, maybe over time, the INFJ will have time to think about what happened with the relationship. And what did I do wrong? Maybe I was the person at fault. Maybe it wasn't completely their fault. Maybe it was partly my fault as well. And they might have time to sit down to think about it over the next few months. And maybe they'll actually come back to you and say, hey, you know what? I think I overreacted. I'm sorry about that. Can we just restart and reset the whole relationship? That could happen, right? But the whole point of all of this is to give them time, to give them space, to be patient with them, and to not push it. It's when you're going to push the INFJ who's already door slammed you that the door slam is going to shut even further, dig deep into it, you know, just shut down in a way that you're never going to be able to open it. So do not bug your INFJ once they have door slammed you. Let them go, let them be, and ignore them. Actually pretend like they don't exist, because they're going to pretend like you don't exist. And eventually, perhaps over time, they will come back to you, perhaps not, but that's the only way. But poking at them and asking them over and over again, hey, can you forgive me, please, 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 I'll change, I'll do this, that, all that's not going to help. It's just going to annoy them, and as I said, make the door slamming worse and even closer and tighter. So I hope this makes sense to you. I hope this is helpful. If you have any questions about the door slam or anything else, of course, let me know, and I shall see you in the next one. Bye.
Thanks for listening. If you want to put a face to the voice, you can check out my YouTube channel, Boom Shaka. Bye for now.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There's stories and mythology that this country has woven around Black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like worried of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.